I think the main reason, there was, a multi-year deal out there, and it just wasn't, what, I particularly wanted, or my side particularly wanted, but we knew that we wanted to be here, so I think this was the way to get it done and for me to come back here and play football.
You're saying you wanted more than 1 year?
No, I'm saying we couldn't agree on the multi-year deal, so that's why I took the 1 year deal. Yes.
This process, are you satisfied with how this process went from, I guess, from the time the season ended to now? Is this the outcome you expected?
It's the outcome that I wanted. Obviously you got to go through the process. You have to, everybody has to come to an agreement, and it's stressful at times, and it's hard at times, but you just got to have trust in both sides. You got to trust in your agent, you got to trust in yourself, trust in the organization that, if both sides want to get you here and get you back, and that's what they're going to do. And I think the Eagles were saying that all along, and, we finally made something happen.
There were reports that a couple other teams were interested in you. How close were you to kind of testing the market a little bit and seeing if there was a multi-year deal out there that was to your liking?
You take it. If this is a place I wanted to be, this is why I was most interested in what was going on. Obviously, like I said, there were reports that came out, and but the Eagles expressed that they wanted me back, and I think by them offering me a long-term deal, I feel like that made me comfortable enough to know that I'm in their long-term plan. So, hopefully, come mid-season, we'll be able to do something while I'm here long-term. So.
How far? I mean, if they were trying to offer you a long-term deal, you want one? It must have been pretty far apart then to have to.
Through
1 year?
I wouldn't say all that, man. It's just we just couldn't agree on the long term deal.
Jeremy, how long, when you say long term, how long were they looking to sign?
5 years.
Why is this where you want to be?
I'm excited. I'm excited to get a chance to play in Chip's offense. I'm excited to be able to help this team get to the next level. I think this is a place where I can showcase my skills, and I'm comfortable around all my teammates and guys who've been here, and I think this was just the right spot for me.
How do you think it all fits together with Riley back as well, and obviously Deshaun? Do you have any sense of who's where?
I think the good thing about us is everybody can play everywhere. That's the good thing about this offense. That's a good thing about the type of guys that we have here. Nobody's limited to one spot, and I think Chip's going to do his best job in putting guys in position to be successful.
Do you think having the 1 year deal kind of gives you the opportunity, to prove that you're all the way back, and then get a pretty big long-term deal after next season? Is that kind of?
Yeah, I mean, I love when people say, the 1 year prove it deal, because in my eyes, I'm not proving anything to anybody. I'm going out there and I'm playing football. I'm getting better. So that's kind of how I look at it. So I don't feel like I have to prove myself to anybody about anything. I'm still going to be out there, and I'm still going to be out there competing, and I'm getting better each and every day. And I got a feeling my skills are going to get better each and every day. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
I'm sorry. With the knee, though, were they? How were they keeping tabs on where you were? Were they walking?
I'm rehabbing in house, man. So I think that's the one advantage that they have as far as my progress. And I think in this situation, I don't think the knee was a big worry on either side. So,
what was it like watching this offense last year and seeing Riley and Deshaun have career years? I mean, what was that like for you watching from the sidelines?
I was happy for those guys, man. I'm not a selfish player at all. Obviously, I imagine myself in his offense and imagine what I could be doing as well. But I was happy for them, and I think Chip did a wonderful job of putting, like I said, putting people in position to be successful.
Jeremy, watching this offense last year on the sidelines there, and knowing your skill set, how do you feel like you could fit into this thing?
I think I bring a lot of things to the table. I don't think there's just one thing that I do, that could help this team. I think my ability to be versatile, my ability to kind of, be able to do everything that a receiver needs to do, I think is what's going to help. My ability to beat man-to-man coverage, I think, is a big one. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Everybody that signed here talked about there's a feeling, there's something about it, and obviously you feel the same thing. What is it that the players and you guys feel about wanting to be a Philadelphia Eagle moving forward?
I think everybody likes each other. I think that's I think that's what does it. Like I said, you feel comfortable. It's a home environment. You know, you look at the situation last year with Coop, you know, there's a locker room that could have turned against him. You know, there's probably locker rooms in his league that would have turned against him in that situation. But I think, you know, we all know Coop and we all know what type of person he is. And I think, you know, I think by us, you know, accepting that and moving past that and, you know, forgiving Coop, I think that's, you know, what makes you feel like this is a place you definitely want to be. You know, it's not always about, you know, who's there, whatever. It's about how you feel. So, you know, this feels like home.
A few minutes ago, you referenced. A few minutes ago, you said that around midseason, you can look at this deal again. Are you confident that you are in the team's plans beyond this year?
Absolutely. I don't think they would offer me a long term deal if I wasn't.
Is that something for you, Jeremy? Like when you get that kind of an offer, even though you're still technically not ready to go. That gives you the sense that this is where you need to be?
Absolutely. You know, it's all about, you know, believing in them and having, you know, faith in them and trusting them. And, you know, they stuck to every word they said. And, you know, everything Howie was telling me has been true. And that's what I respect that. And that's, you know, that's the type of, you know, that's definitely the type of place that I want
to
be.
So. And you don't need to feel like you need to prove yourself no. Going on the field next season. But in terms of proving what you think you're worth over the course of a long-term deal, how much will that play into your motivation?
I'm going to be motivated no matter what, man. I'm never going to go out there and, you know, play, you know, based off of, you know, money. I want to win. You know, a lot of people, you know, I've seen reports saying I could have got more money someplace else or whatever. It's never really been about that for me. I'm excited. Like I said, the reason why we didn't sign a multi-year deal because we didn't quite agree. But it really, it's not all about the money. So I think that's what people need to understand.
As you were going about the process of rehabbing and whatnot, how much does seeing the success of the offense motivate you even on those days when perhaps you might not have felt like, you know, kind of getting out there and doing it?
I think just, you know, my will to play football, I think, is what motivates me every day. Obviously, like I said, I seen the offense. I seen how guys were successful. And that's something I wanted to be a part of. Just, you know, my competitive nature, you know, the type of person I am, you know, I'm going to be motivated to go out there and attack this rehab and come back, you know, better and stronger.
Will there be enough to go around?
Absolutely.
Fair to say you're taking it. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, why do you think that?
I think, you know, you got enough skill on this team to, you know, why not utilize everybody? You know, so, like I said, you know, it's something that, you know, myself and the team talked about, and I trust everything that they say, and I'm looking forward to making plays for you guys next year.
Fair to say, Jeremy, that you're making a kind of a risky and bold decision. I mean, almost like Flacco a couple of years ago, you turned down 5 years probably security because you think you can make more in one. Anything can happen in 1 year. So do you see yourself making a risky decision here?
I think I made the best decision for my situation. Really do.
Last month, you tweeted something about people doubting you, and you mentioned how you came back from the knee injury at Missouri. What prompted that, and why are you so confident that you'll be able to come back just as much as you did the first time you suffered a torn ACL?
I think I was just feeling some type of way that day, man. No, but seriously, you know, I'm just confident. You know, I think there's some things that, you know, maybe you really can't explain, but I'm confident, and you know, I'm really happy with how rehab's been going. You know, I'm happy where I am, considering, you know, how long I've been, you know, out of surgery. And I just know what type of person I am, man. It's just, and I think the Eagles do too. You know, just knowing what we've gone through this process, I think that they believe in me too. So
it was 3:30 today.
About the rehab process, though, and in terms of where you are timetable-wise, and how you feeling? Are you on track? Are you behind ahead?
Well, I don't think you really put a tracker on. Everybody's different. So I'm very pleased with where I am. You know, I'm you know, in my 6 month of rehab, so I'm a little over 6.5 months, I think. And you know, I'm running, I'm cutting, so I'm lifting, you know, so I'm happy.
Will you be 100% by April 21st?
That's not a decision to make. You know, it's all to be when Andrews clears me, but I feel pretty good about where I'm at.
Well, you imagine by training, start training. Yeah,
there's no doubt about that.
It was 3:30 today when the news came out. At what point did this come together? And was there ever a time this week when you were concerned it wouldn't work out?
I don't think there was ever, you know, I was ever concerned. You know, I was just, you know, I always kept you know, faith that I always, you know, believe that, you know, this will get done if it was meant to be. So I kind of always, you know, remain positive. And it wasn't until probably 3 o'clock when we actually decided on the deal. So okay.
When the Cooper got deal got done first, though, were you concerned? Was that one of the things that made you a little concerned?
Not at all.
You mentioned communication.
That you'll get something long term done here?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe that, you know, the two sides can come together, and based off of, you know, everything that we're going to go through this upcoming season and my progress and where I am as a football player and where we are as a team, I think we can get something done.
You mentioned the communication
situation here factor at all in your decision as to whether to stay, look at the quarterback situation here?
Absolutely. You want to go with it somewhere where there's a quarterback who can throw the ball and play good football. So, absolutely. I think Nick's going to be a tremendous quarterback in this league for many years to come, and I'm happy I can be a part of that.
You mentioned the communication with Howie. What about Chip? What was it like? Have you communicated with him a lot since the season ended, and what did he express to you?
Talked to Chip. Chip also said as well, you know, he wants me back, and, you know, I'm in their plans, and, he too has been true to his word, so, he's made me feel like this is the place for me.
One of the things Chip has said often is that he likes his receivers to be able to play all the positions and all that. I mean, are you comfortable doing that, including slot and everything like that?
I think that's one of the, you know, things that I bring to the table, is that the fact that I can do that. When I came out of college, it was I only could play slot, then I played outside. Now it's, well, now can you play slot? Well, those aren't things you forget. So I think I feel pretty comfortable in my abilities to do that.
How deep did you get in terms of studying the depth charts of the other rosters and seeing what other opportunities might be out there?
When you're in the situation where you're heading to free agency, you know, those are all things that you have to do. If you don't do it, then you're not really, you know, doing what you're supposed to do. So obviously you look at everything, man. You look at everything around the league. You look at receiver depth. You look at quarterbacks. You look at cap room. You look at everything. That's what you have to do. So I think my agent kept me informed, and, you know, he provided me with a lot of information about what's going on in the league.
And so based off that, why did you think this was the best place for 1 year?
Here's the thing. I don't think it's just for 1 year. So.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Got it.
Thanks,
sir.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. Appreciate it. See you again.